let's begin. Goyim. What are they? Now, Goyim and Kachim. So let's talk about that topic. So the first source in the... is there another packet over there? There's no more packets. I want to use one that's double-sided. Okay, the first source here is the Gemara in Menachos. Okay, start with the Gemara in Menachos, and this takes us first to the first topic. This shir on Goyim and Kachim could also be another seven shirim. I would never do that. I'm not going to take it past one. But there's so much to talk about, so let's just begin. The Gemara there underlined says, D'tanya, Ish, Ma Talmud Lomar Ish. You see on the right side, I showed you where the pasuk is. Vayikra Chaf Beis Yudches. It says, Daber al Aram vel Banav vel Kol Bnei Yisrael v'amartalem Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael. U'min Ager bi Yisrael asher yikrev korbano l'chol nidreim l'chol nidoseim asher yakrivu l'Hashem l'ola. So what's the Ish Ish? So the Gemara says, L'rabos es ha'ovdei kochavim. It's they include the non-Jews, shenodrim nedarim v'nedavos kisrael. They can make nedarim and nedavos like just like a Jew. Asher yakrivu l'Hashem la'onla eile olu shlami minayin tamalomer nidrayim. Tells you basically that a non-Jew is able to bring a korban. There's the makor that a non-Jew is able to bring a korban. Okay, an interesting possibility. And as Mr. Rank said before, where else do you have that? You have the idea of non-Jews being able to do shema, of doing everything else? But you have the idea here from a pasuk, Ishish, that non-Jews are shaykh in the mitzvahs of kachim. Okay. The Gemara goes further, and that you can look on your own. It judges whether or not the Avodas Kochavim are makriv only a korban ola, or could they be makriv shlamim and other stuff. Yisparu l'kama. Okay, we'll explain it later. I'm fine. Leave that alone. Now, turn to the next page of Zvachim. So it's the second page, second side. It's all in order. Page 2. Okay, page 2. Amar Mar. So I went back, by the way, last week I already started going back to the old-fashioned way of doing Mar Makomos, and I think in the end it's better than the other way. It's simple. You have your underline. You can just look at it, and that's it. After all the cutting and pasting and clipping and apps. Amar Mar. So Amar Mar. V'ovdei kochav mizman hazeh. Non-Jews nowadays, Rasharim lasos kein. They could do it. How do we know? Dabar al b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael mitzuvin al shchut echutz. B'nei Yisrael can't do shchut echutz. But ve'ein ovdei kochavim mitzvim al shkut echutz. Lefikach kol echad ve'echad. Any non-Jew could build Obama for himself. U'makrivaleh. Obama. He could build Obama for himself, and it's not an issue. A non-Jew is allowed to build Obama and do a shechting wherever he wants. Amazing. So not only is he included in the mitzvah of kachim, he could fulfill some element of kachim. He could even has more coolest than the Jew. He can go further, and he could build Obama and do it that way. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, now go back to the first page. Tosfos over here in Menachos Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, Ish Ish. Tema. The Tepuk Le Midechtiv Gabe Bale Mumin. Why do you need this pasuk? We already have a pasuk teaching us that Goyim could do it. How? If you look in Vayikra Chaf Beis, by the pasuk by Bale Mumin, it says over there, look, why do you need Ish Ish? It says in the Torah, Umiyad Bei Nechar Lo Takrivu Es Lechem Elokechem. Right? Any Bei Nechar should not bring Lechem Elokechem. And that teaches you that it's Aser for an Ove Kochavim to bring Balei Mumin. They can't bring Balei Mumin. Something with a Mum. And the Gemara in, did I give you some more here?
Yeah.
The Gemara in, that's wrong, Dav. It's Zayin Amid Aleph. Yeah, Zayin Amid Aleph, good. This Gemara in Temura says, the idea that an Ovde Kochavim, stay with the first page, because it quotes the Gemara straight there. Stay with the first Tosis. Lamali, Tugil Lamali, the Saga, Hoyo Veloni Tzta Vnei Noach, Ela Amachusra Evarim, Lo Shnam Izbechdu, Lo Shnam Izmechdidan. So he quotes in the Gemara in Temura, that Pasuk's coming to teach you, the one about the Balei Mumin, is coming to teach you that an Akum is warned not to be Makriv Balei Mumin in the Beis HaMikdash. But how do you know they can't makriv a balei mum outside? And they came out that that's what this pasuk is coming to do. This pasuk is coming to teach you that. Okay, so the question is, why do you need a separate pasuk, which we have here, of ish ish, to tell you that a non-Jew can do kachim? You understand the kasha? We have a whole sugya by balei mumin, that a whole diuk, a pasuk in the Torah and Vayikra, right near us, that tells us that a non-Jew is warned about Balei Mumin. Washing. Warned about Balei Mumin. Okay, you following so far? Everyone have the kasha? Because this is going to be the rest of the shiur. Okay, good. Got it, Mr. Banks?
Got it.
Good.
I looked at this before.
You've seen this Tosus.
I don't understand the whole idea.
The concept of an Akum being.
Yeah.
I think from here everything will become clear. God willing, by the end it'll all become clear. So the answer is like this. Answers the Tosus in the first answer. De'i lav ish ish. If it were not for the pasuk kira menachos of ish ish, hava amina babale mumin hu dekai balav. I would have thought it's by bale mumin that you have the love. Aval tamimin nehi deleka lav. Fine, there's no love, but who says it's mutter for a non-Jew to bring kachim? You need the special limud of ish ish because without it. Fine, I'll take the Bali Mumin Pasuk, and that'll teach me if he brings a Bal Mum, he's Chayav Alav. But, let's say it's a Tamim, he brings a good animal. Maybe it's still Usser. It's not Alav of bringing a Bal Mum, but it's still Usser. So therefore, comes Ish Ish to tell you he's even Usser for him to bring anything of Kachim. That's the first answer of Tosfos. There's where the Pasuk's coming. Okay, good? The Karen Ora asks on this answer of Tosus. I didn't put it in the packet. He says as follows. He says, what would be the case where it's mutter of hakravas koche ovde kochavim in the mikdash? Meaning, like this. The case we wanted to teach you was that it's still usser for him to do. Meaning he might have brought something which is a bal mum. What's the case of a Baal Mum that he would have brought inside the base of Mikdash if he's also for him to bring? What case would that have bring? If the Havamina was that without Ish Ish it's also for him to bring, why would the Baal Mum be teaching you that it's also for him to bring anything with the Baal Mum inside the base of Mikdash? It's also for him to bring anyways, the Korban we're saying. Right? What's the Baal Mum, what's the Hecha Timtza that he'd get a Korban inside if he can't bring Korbanas anyways? What would be the Hecha Timtza? So the Karen Ora asks this: Mawa nidon imoteres hakrovas kochev v'kam b'mikdash. Eizet tzad iser yesh bekach. L'chora tzarech lomar shaino omrim she'ein b'kocham l'hakdish et ha'korban. Maybe we would think they don't have the ability to be makdish a korban. They can't create a chalos in the korban. Maybe a goy can create that. And that's a key piece over the whole thing. Just because a goy can bring a korban, does it mean he has the ability to create a chalos hektish in the korban or not? Okay, that's a piece we'll get to later. I just want to leave that aside for now. Look at Tosa's second answer. Va'od yesh lomar. Dahai kra b'korban tzibor mokmina labetaris kohanim. This pasuk is referring to korbanas tzibor. As it says in Taurus Kohanim, dahaki tanya hasim minayin shei mekablin shkolim. Henry, you can't take shekels from the ovdek ochavim, the chetzi shekel, machzi shekel, tam lomar. Umiyad beinechar lo takrivu es lechem. You see, that's referring to the korbanos tzibor. How do I know it's usher that it's mutter for a goy though to bring a private korban? That's this pasuk ishish. The first answer. The question was, why do I need the pasuk of ishish if I can infer from the fact there's a separate isser for him not to bring bali mumin? Then come down that he could bring, of course, a regular korban. So the first answer is why you need ishish is because I would have thought, fine, it's usher out a lav for him to bring bali mumin, but maybe there's still an isser for him to bring a korban stam, just not a lav. The second answer of Tosus is saying no, that the reason why is because the pasuk by the mumin was referring to korbanas tzibur, while the ishish is referring to private korbanas. Okay.
Well, how can a goy bring a korban tzibur?
That's the point. He's not shayach in the korban in the machzor shekel. He can't do anything which involves the shiva. What? Why? Let me hear.
None of those things are shayach.
Ah.
There's no havamina.
There's as much as a havamina that he could do something which he's not even included in mitzvahs, and yet he's able to do korbanos.
Where's his tzibur? Korban tzibur comes from a region. Pass up.
No, he's saying well.
Like, he can't be a shliach tzibor. There's no question.
Korban. Why should he be shaykh in a korban tzibor? He's not in the tzibor. What's he doing?
Right. How does he get it?
Why would I have him? Why do I need a pasuk to exclude him? According to the second answer of Tosfos. That's a very good question, Mr. Banks. Very good. Very good. Strong question.
That's because I don't understand the whole engine. Why would we even dream of letting
it goes back to the beginning? Is this the rest?
No, why would we
what?
Even dream
of it? John.
I mean, if a goy shaykh or makatos, if he's over shavuot.
Well, the Gemara is not sure whether or not you just did Ola and also Shlamim or just Ola. That's the suffix. Machlokas in the Gemara. But as far as this, why should he be able to be Moser Letzibor?
He's not a Tzibor by definition.
All right, I have to work on that. It's a good question. Mr. Banks? Darn good. There's a sheet of Mikubetsis on this here, I see.
I mean, can't you say the other way, that if he says he wants to be part of the Zebra and he's willing to donate...
But he's not.
Would we turn him down? Would we say, you can't donate? I'll say, I'll donate, even if I'm not going to be considered part of the Zebra. Let's say I'm not going to be... But I want to give money towards it. I like the idea.
But that's not a Kabbalist issue. That's
I think that's what the Gemara over there is trying to say, that we're not going to even be Makabal the money from him.
What
if
that we can't even take it? That we can't even take it. That's good shot. That we can't even take it.
A guy gives a dachas to the shul, you take it, right?
No, but if he wants to give it out something which is in the as part of that goes towards paying for the tzibur item, that's the point. There was never a havamina that he's part of the tzibur. The havamina was that you could still take things which are not part of the tzibur, and that's the point.
Why can't we come up with a case where he would be considered part of the tzibur? What if it's a dar ne'elam that's a shem mitzvah not? Let's say the Ebrei Menachai Beisdin made some mistake that, you know, this is actually not Ebrei Menachai, and this applies to him, and he wouldn't be considered Sivir, part of the Sivir on that?
Well, you're already saying Korban Chatas you want him to bring or something.
Yeah.
He's not, can't bring a Chatas.
Well, but that would never be Sivir.
Ola or Shlomim.
Yeah, but if it, that Korban, that's not Korban that he brings a Korban Sivir, right? A Korban that the Beisdin brings. If they made a mistake.
But he couldn't get in there anyways. It's not even a Korban Shlomim or Chatas. Not even included in that. It wasn't ever in the possibilities. If Ish was only doing... either just Ola or also Shlomim. Mm-hmm. It's interesting they chose the answer Machzah Shekel because they couldn't find the Korban. I don't know. Definitely what to think about. Okay, the third answer given is given by Atosis and Temura. You go to page 3. He says over here, V'im Tomar, top Tosis, bathop left. V'im Tomar, lam li ish ish, l'rabbas b'dei no'av, shomri nevinos Yisrael. Typically from the pasuk lo tokiv ela mashma ala iyata makriv aval ata makriv tmimin. That's what we just asked. Okay, so he says as follows. So he says ish iteretz Rabbeinu Shimshon bar Avram. He quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon bar Avram. Okay, any footnotes there? They have on the side. That is notes on the side. Okay, the itzrich lahach plux riyose gli Rabbi Kiva perik elu menachos lo leparashinos. What's he saying over here? So he's saying that the Iker Din of Ovdei Kochavim being allowed to bring Korbanos, as we started from the Gemara Menachos, as we started tonight's year, that's there for Rabbi Akiva, who wants to say it's limiting it just to an Ola. And Rabbi Yosef Glili, even a Shlomim. Meaning, why do you need that extra Pasuk? This is a great answer. It's a totally different answer. Einach Hanami, from the pasuk about the Bali Mumin, you're right. We could have figured out that a non-Jew brings a korban. How do I know that he's contained to an Ola or slash Shlamim? It's that pasuk of Ishish.
It's not actually coming to include.
It's not coming to teach that he actually brings korbanos. It's coming to teach that once he brings, he's limited to an Ola and Shlamim. That's the third answer. That's the answer of Tosus in Temura. Okay, those are three answers. I give you one more. And that's the Evena Ozel. Evan also says this, not in the packet. Evan also says as follows. Mam matzinu sho'ove kochavim yachol la'akriv korban. That which we find that a non-Jew can be makriv a korban, adayin lo muchach sheyesh lo koach lasos chalos korban. Again, like Kenora. We don't know that he has the power to create a chalos korban by his maisa neder or hafrasha. We don't know that. Meaning, even though we learned that an ove kochavim could bring a korban, maybe that's not because of the neder that was chal or the hektish that was at the moment that he was makdashit. Rather, ela hagederhu shiachola havila azara ubeshasa shchita nase hektish at the shchita mikoach the maisas makadish. But how do I know that his afrusha's makadish? How do I know that his afrusha can be makadish? Therefore comes ish. That's what Ishish is coming to tell you. Beautiful answer, the Avinazel. The ish, we knew already that he could bring a korban. Ishish is coming to tell you that he could create a chalos hektish. That's what he could do. Okay, that's the answer. So we're seeing four answers right now. Why you need a separate pasuk to teach you about Inakum being able to do it. Okay? By the way, Mr. Banks, the answer to your question of why it should work by a goy is just the simple answer is exeris pasuk. That's the point.
No, but that gets into modern, you know. The Chachamim rigged up this whole thing. They could have twisted it the other way. So there had to be, it's in the modern, you know, there had to be a political reason or some other. Why would you go down that road?
Why, Yishish?
Well, yeah, because...
I take the firm approach.
It's not Mesechta's Vachim. I was done with it. There's so many pratyas. Everything is like on the head, you mach Shabbos, and then we say, we turn it all over. Hey, Goy, bring it a
Koyim. Well, Mr. Banks saying there needed to be a drusha that Goyim are included, because there also would have been trouble. There needed to be that.
Why did they even do it?
Yeah, that's how you always get a drusha. And we knew there was an ability. What's the pasuk? They found that was the. But the question is a theological question. Why does it work like that? Why is there that koach to create that chalos? And according to Ibn Azal, there certainly is an ability to create a chalos of hektish by a goy. To create a chalos. Okay, so. You know what, let's save the last 5 minutes for throwing out svaras based on what we see. Okay, that's as much as we're going to do. That's what we could do. There are a few things we could say. Okay, take a look at the Rambam. I think I put it in the back. Oh, right there. No, back at page 4. Okay. Look at Maisa Korbanos Per Gimel Halacha Beis. Echad Anashim O Avadim Mevien Kol HaKorbanos. Avala akum ain makabla mehem ela olos bilvad. But an akum you don't bring shenemar because it says umiyad be nechar lota krivas lechem aleichem. Afilu olos haof makabla min anachri afishovet avarazara. Aval ain makabla mehem shlamim velo menachos velo chatos vashamos vechein ol shenemos benadava ain makabla min anachri. You don't accept these things from a non-Jew. Okay. What you get from this Rambam, that certainly sponsored by Rabbi Kiva, is what's the makor that a non-Jew could bring korbanos? It's very clear from the way you read this Rambam that the Rambam's deriving from umiyad bei nechar lo sakrivu. He's not even bringing up our pasuk of ishish. It's not even coming up into the discussion, which leads me to believe that meaning. How does he learn that they could bring their korbanos? It says lo sakrivu. How does he learn from there? What happened to the other pasuk of the pasuk of Ishish? So I thought you see from here that he's holding like the second answer of Tosfos. Meaning, what was the second answer of Tosfos? The second answer of Tosfos is that the second answer of Tosfos is miyad bei nechar teaches you that he can't be makriv a korbanos sibor and he can't do nodu nodiv. But meaning he's learning from that be'emes is it. The other pasuk is doing whatever else it's limiting. Whatever else the other ishish was doing, which we saw in a couple answers, that's what he's doing. Okay, so that's what you could say the Rambam is, why the Rambam puts this pasuk and doesn't even give you ishish. Doesn't even give you the pasuk ishish over here. Okay. Fine. There's other approaches to why the Rambam did this. I'll leave it now. I'll get too hair splitting, too much just focusing on a pasuk. That's the Evan Ozel. Leave it aside for now. Okay. Let's go now to, did I give you Zvachim Mem Hayam and Aleph? I don't know if I gave you that one. You have it there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What page?
11. It's not numbered. It's not numbered, but it would be 11.
Ooh, the unnumbered one. Wow. Okay. Here the Gemara says as follows. Mishnah at the top. Kotshe ovde kochavim. Ein chayven alehen mishum pigol noser v'tame. Kotshe ovde kochavim, you're not chayev on them als pigol noser or tame. They can't get in trouble for those things, a non-Jew. Okay, they just can't. The Gemara actually further down in the Brisa is going to add, kotshe right away at the Gemara, Tanarbanan, kotshe ovde kochavim, lo nenin v'lo molin. There's no meila by it. And they're not chayev mishum pigol no servatame. They can't do tamura. They can't maybe nesachin the libations. Fine. Okay, there's a whole discussion about that. Now, Mishnah Lamelech, which is not in your packet, Mishnah Lamelech says This is classic. Right now, I'm going to give you his classic stuff. He gets in Kisos Achoshen, Avne Miluim, Chaim Ozer Grzynski, we're going to get into now. So follow closely. So the Mishnah Melech asks as follows. How can he make a neder that's mechayev him to mechayem the neder, right? It says the non-Jew makes neder unedavos to bring korbanos. How could he make a neder that forces him to bring a korban? Meaning the reason why when we take a neder to bring a korban, we have to bring the korban is because the neder is mechayev us to bring this korban. How is he mechayev himself to bring this korban? The Ovid Kochavim is not in the parsha of Baal Yicha, which is the source for not violating your neder. You make a pledge, you got to bring your offering. Okay? How? And by the way, straight at Yerushalmi, a quote from Yerushalmi and Nazir, Yisrael b'bal yichal, v'ein ha'akum b'bal yichal. Okay? If they're not in the parsha of Baal Yichal, Baal Yachel, thank you. If they're in the parsha of Baal Yachel, why in the world, how in the world can the Gemara say that they can bring a korban based on their nedarim and their nedavos? They never mechayev themselves. What's the point of nedarim and nedavos? You can't. There's nothing.
He brings them out to nedarim and nedavos. He walks into the Beis HaMikdash and says, "Here's my mechayev."
So what? How do you touch that line? Ish ish ma ish l'rabo so klavim should no dream nedarim and nedavos kisrael.
Well, that's the Rambam's idea, but without that, he shows up at a behemoth. That's how I assume the whole thing.
What?
That his guy became such a tzaddik, he made a nedarim and nedavos.
What are you saying that line means? How do you touch
the
line?
He shows up with a behemoth.
So what does that mean? He says straight out that Yishit Alvi Kolim should no dream Nadarim and Nadavas Kisrael.
But you can bring the behemoth without being.
But what is the no dream? What does that mean? He's able to be no dream Nadav. It means he has to. No.
Well, I don't know.
I'm stubborn about what that line means.
I'm not talking normal way you bring the carbon. If you promise.
You just walk in. He brings in and walks in. But that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara says straight out that he's Nodrin Nadarim.
Yeah, the Gemara does that.
The Gemara says straight out. Okay. So I'm reading the Mishnah Lamelech. We follow very carefully, because this is the way we get into the Avnei Milum, the Achiezer, or the Kiva Eger.
We okay. Don't hold like that Bryce in the end. That Bryce includes Shlomo, that Bryce includes Toda.
But it doesn't.
We don't like that Bryce in the end. So,
but at least according to in the Havamina, they didn't reject it because they took him out of the Parsha of Nedarim. They took him out of the Parsha of Shlomim, whether or not the Pasuk was there. So he says, Achein yesh lechalek et anidon bezeh, be neder shel harei alai, linadava shel harei zo. Shekasher amar, when he says, harei zo ola, the geder of his chalos is hu shepoel chalos kedusha korban bebehema. When he says this is an ola, it's not he's now got the problem of a neder on him. As you said, he doesn't make himself from. The animal has the problem right now. This animal's been locked in. What? So that's what the Gemara says, which is amazing, which is still what we have to work out. But it's amazing. Kasher Omar Harezo Ola Hare Geder Achalos Shbezeh Hu Shapoel Chalos Kedush Kor Meima. The Yesh Lomar Shenischad, and that's the whole chiddush here. That even by a Maisa Amira Shel Anachri, it can be Chal Hashem Ola, says the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, the kasha though is what's a neder? A neder is Hare Alai Lahavi Ola. How could he do that? How could he do that? That's the one, says the Mishnah Lamelech. Ein a Musar Lishmor L'Kayim Es a Neder. He has no requirement to keep that when it's on him. That's the tough one.
Bayachel is only a problem when it's on himself.
On you, on the Gavra. But if it's on the Cheftza, okay. But he himself, how is that going to work? So, did I give you a Avodah Zarah hammer base? I think I did. Yeah, the bottom, page 5. Amar Rav Elazar, Minayin L'machuser Eiver. How do we know that a Machuser Eiver, an animal that's missing a limb, the aser lebnei Noach, that a ben Noach is aser to bring it as a korban. So dechtiv umikol achai mikol baser shan. Okay, mikol achai. That's the pasuk. He has the diuk from Parshas Noach. Mikol achai mikol baser shnayim mikol tavi ala teva. Right, two by two, the human zoo. That's the makor that he can't bring from Mechusar Eiver. So the reason I show you this is because you look at the top right by the Gilyon HaShas by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. See there, I put a line by it, by the Gilyon HaShas, top right. So he says, Yesh Lion. You have to look into this. You know, before I even do the Gilyon HaShas, take a look at the Tosfos in the bottom. Minayin L'machuser Eiver, She'asu L'ben Noach. He says, Yesh L'daktek Miloshin Aser, Shu Iser Gomor. Tosfos is medayik from here, that the following, that's mashra from the Gemara, it's not just a psul in the animal for the goy, it's usher for him to bring it. So he asks the interesting question of Tosfos. Uben noach muser bedavar, v'tema, my time lo chashiv le behadi zayin mitzvahs. Then why wasn't it included in the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach? This wasn't on the list. Shenitztavu v'ischayev olav misa. Why wasn't this in there? Why didn't this make the cut? That's the question of Tosfos. So in the answers, that din isn't iser of chiyuv except on a kum va'ase, meaning that if he takes a neder on a machuser aver, we say come and bring an behema shlema. It's not part of isurim. It's not a part of isurim. It's that if he went ahead and made a neder on a behema machuser aver, it's telling him that he's got to go ahead and bring a full-fledged korban. He can't go ahead and bring this. He's got to go ahead and bring a full-fledged korban. Do you understand the answer, Tosfos? Okay. So look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Yesh Lion. Lama omrim lo have shalem. Why do we tell him, go and bring a full korban? He has to go ahead and bring a real full-fledged korban? Af b'neder v'omer hare alai. Even when he says, Hare Alai to bring this, Mikomakom im beinoach metsuva alav bal yachel, and motzi svasecha tishmor. Ela debarotze lahakriv mechuser aver, it's just when he wants to bring a mechuser aver animal, we tell him, don't bring it. But to tell him he has to bring another one? Minayin lanu. Where do we have such a premise? What you see from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, forget all the fancy footwork questioning over here. What you see from Rabbi Akiva Eiger is that an Ovik Kochavim is not mechuyev to mekayim his neder, and you cannot mechayev him to bring a korban shalom. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger saying. Okay, he's not mechayev to mekayim, is not mechuyev to mekayim his neder. Okay, now we're ready for the Avnei Milu'im. Avnei Milu'im, page 6.
Why is that?
What?
What does he say?
He said he can't. Baal Yachel is on a Jew. The non-Jew is not warned that he's not allowed to worry about stalling his neder. What kind of neder could a non-Jew put on himself? It's one thing when he says this animal is dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. The animal's stuck, and Nebuch, he's the facilitator to carry the mantle. But when he puts it on himself, I have to bring, who cares what he said? It shouldn't have to work to force him.
Is there a construct of a neder by a guy?
Not on the Gavra. That's what everybody's saying here. Not on the Gavra. Not on the Gavra. So the Avnei Milu'im says as follows. The Avnei Milu'im, Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph, Hilchas Piria Verivia. You see where I put the asterisk there? He quotes our Mishnah Lamelech. Shekhayim Rosh Yevarim Shalok. He quotes Mishnah Lamelech. Amar B'minayim L'chusar Eber. Hasbele Noach. Fine. Yesh Daim Elosh and Isser. Shu Aser Gomer. He quotes Tosfos. Hasbele Noach Musar. V'tema. Why do you include it in the Zayin Mitzvahs? And he gives the answer of Tosfos. You see over there. Chashiv. Aselo Chashiv. V'ikol Atmu Tuvakein. So he's quoting Tosfos straight out. And he says as follows. The Avnei Milu'im says like this. The reason why a person is chayef to Mekai, this is an important chiddush. It's the Lanias Daiti paragraph, says it very straight out. Lanias Daiti nira devare bnei noach leko mishum bal yachel. It's not because of bal yachel. And it's not because of motzi svasecha tishmor. This is fabulous. Ela da'amira legavoa. When you use your speech to make a promise to God on high, it's kinyon gomorhu. That's a full-fledged kinyon you made. It's like mesira lehedge of im nedel avi korban, havi le chov gomor, v'govin afilu minachosim mishubadim. That's the idea. It's the reason why a person has to mekayim their neder by a korban, is not mitam nedarim bal yachel, rather, because any neder the person was by a korban is because amira so is what's mechuyev in a person in bringing it. That's fabulous. That's a huge chiddush because so many gemaras go into the nedarim and nedavos question without even touching this.
Sorry, is this by a Jew or by a
Jew
guy
also?
As well?
Jew also, I believe he's saying. Why not? Amira Lagavoa, Kamisira Lahedjot. It's a famous refrain in the Gemara. Amira Lagavoa, Kamisira Lahedjot. But he says that's the main operating factor over here, which is forcing him to have to bring his korban. Okay, I have to bring it.
So that means with the Baal Mum, he's got to bring another one.
That's what makes him bring a shalim. Exactly, right, because he promised money. One. He promised the money, exactly.
The opposite of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If mm-hmm. it's a bad one, he's got
to He's solving back. Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right. So now turn to Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, page 7. It's so much better when you have the page like this, right? No, without the clipping.
Yeah.
You learn like a mensch. Start cutting them all over again. All right, here we go.
Thanks,
all right.
We're avoiding Taharas right ahead.
Okay. So the he says like this, Masha Kosov, and he goes into the whole Avne Meluim over here. I ben Nachri Shayachia Vachrayas, ve divim Mishal Melech, Shein Bal Yichal, Bal Yachel ben Nachri, Ba Avne Meluim, Hisigalav. Fine. He goes into the whole discussion over here. And he gives the Hezber and the Avne Meluim very nice. So he says, just like when someone says, Harezo, it becomes mamish mamun hektish. Right? Just like when a person says, this korban, this animal right here is going to go as an ola, what happens? That becomes the money of God. Mamun hektish. That becomes mamun hektish, right? Everybody can see to that. Rav Chaim Moses says, kamokain, similarly, when a person says, harei alai, what compels them to have to makayim their neder is because their amira grabs on to a chiyav to God, so to speak. Okay, he's just taking the Avne Meluim and clarifying a little bit more. Okay, and therefore that's why he's got a mekayim as dibor. What actually happens, says the Av Chiezer, is chal chiyuv mamoni, a actual monetary obligation kicks in on the gavra because of his amira. Okay, just like things which are nicknamed by amira, he says, just like things we find in the Gemara Gemara Kedushin, Testament Beis, things which are nicknamed by amira. That there's certain specific times where you can make a kinyan just verbally, without any maisa kinyan, suda, or shtar, but rather just through the das and dibor of the mischayev, there are certain instances where you can do that. So therefore, even in ovekochavim, you have this din, because he has a chalos din mamoni shechal al another. Okay? That's how the Abnezer just says clearly the words of the Avne Melu, the words of the Avne Meluim. Okay?
Are the mechanics of Kenyan the same for a guy and a Jew?
No.
Not at all.
So,
not at all.
Big machlokes in Gemara, yeah.
Which Kenyan work, and that's why we throw in every single Kenyan when you sell your chametz.
Right.
We throw in every mamish Kenyan to satisfy one. But he's saying...
This is not predicated on...
No, but he's saying this Kenyan is the same. This Kenyan happens to work by both. A Kenyan to Hashem is going to work by both. So the Kehilas Yaakov, the stipler, I didn't have it in the packet. Okay. He asks a kasha on the Avne Meluim. That's a great question. The Gemara Nedarim, Chaf Tesam Beis, says, what's the reason why Amira Sola Gavoa Kamisira Lahedja? Why is what you say to Hashem like a full-fledged Kenyan? Who said? What's the Makor for that? So according to the Rosh, in Nedarim Chaf Tesam Beis, the Rosh says the source is Motzi Svasecha Tishmar. Comes back to Nedarim. Goes back to the basic Makora of Nedarim. We know the non-Jew's not in the Parsha of Motzi Svasecha Tishmar. How could he then be included in Amir Lagavoa Kamisir Sol Lehejit? Powerful Kasha of the Stipler. So the Stipler answers like this. The Stipler says that what the Rosh doesn't mean that because of a mitzvah's assay of Motzei Svasecha Tishmor, a kinyan can be chal between you and God, so to speak. Rather, what's the Motzei Svasecha Tishmor coming to show you? One, in general across the board, that you have to fulfill what you said with your mouth. And two, a din mamun is chal from the koach amira. By an ove kochavim, even though he's not shayach in the mitzvah of Svasecha, Motzei Svasecha Tishmor, however, as far as kinyonim that are chal from the koach amira, that he is included in. Meaning, there's two components to Motzei Svasecha Tishmor. There's the mitzvah component that tells me I have to fulfill whatever's coming in my mouth, and there's a kinyon issue. The goy is not included in the issue that's in the mitzvah issue. The goy is included in the kinyon issue. There he is. That's fabulous. That's a great brisker split. You got that? Motzi Svasecha Tishmor brings in for us a mitzvah to satisfy what our words say. That the goy can do away with. He doesn't have the mitzvah sase. It's not in his list. But as far as it being a kinyan, it's one of the rules. It's a kinyan. He is included in that parsha of kinyan. He is included in that maisa kinyan. Okay.
Wait, what? The nafkamina? Like the
what?
For not fulfilling it?
What?
What the nafkamina between the mitzvah and the maisa kinyan?
If it's something that's not hektish. That'll be the nafkamina.
You're saying now the owner is hektish, so it's considered a gazela for him anyway, and that was
the kinyan kinyan gazela which kicked in. Whether or not he's involved in the mitzvah, he's got another problem. He's got a problem with gazel over here.
Right.
Okay.
Gezel is one of the assignments, right?
Yeah, right. Very good. Then put that together. That's good. Wait a second. I'm going to keep a chef's points on them.
I don't know. Yeah, right. I want to see you walk around this neighborhood with a chef. I want to meet the guy. I have the mini. I have the
actually,
mini.
The first one. Night I said I don't need it.
You know, I have the mini.
Yeah.
I have the mini one. Chef's fine. Are they good? Wait, eight volumes or one volume?
Five, I think.
Oh. It's farm sale. We got a mini. I bought with Mr. Banks. I got a mini Shulchan Aruch.
It's on an iPad?
It is. I didn't bring the iPad.
You got so much stuff that was falling out of the bag.
The bag was falling out. Here's my question with the Shev Shemaitza, and I have to verify it in the Shev Shemaitza. I think I remember in, I might have one edition of the Shev Shemaitza. Hold on. Oh, this I can do now. I forget how to do this. Thank you. Okay, Shev Shemaitza. I'm not going to spend too much time looking for it. Did I have it or not? I'll tell you what I think I remember being here. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Shmaitza Vav, Perik Dalid. Okay, Shmaitza Vav, Perik Dalid. Shmaitza Vav, Perik Dalid. There's a Gemara in Yavamas, Peches and Aleph, that says that by Hekdish you don't need two Edim.
Right.
So the Shmaitza explains why by Hekdish do you not need two Edim? Because Hekdish isn't a Din Momen.
Right.
That's the Kasha in this whole thing.
Right.
That's the Kasha Zalim Elam. That would be a strong kashya because the Shmaitza says Hekdesh doesn't have a din moment. Okay, according to the Avnei Milum, the whole Hekdesh is chal midin kinyonim. So
isn't the Avnei Milum?
Is it the same person? No, someone's related there.
No,
it's not him. Same person?
Really?
I think so.
Then you, have a
coin. I think he's the same.
You're right. Ksos. I thought he was Ksos. He's the Ksos and the...
He's the Ksos, the Avdim Milum, and the Shev Shemaitza.
Meis Gona Gonim, Sara Torah, Arye Leva Kohen, Bal Mechaber Svarim, and Arim Shetze Kol, Sefer Ksos HaChoshu, Sefer Avdim Milum, Shev Shemaitza. It's a bigger kasha now.
It's impressive that you knew that.
Very good. Very good, Avi Ashkoyach. Dr. Burke.
What's his name? Arye Leva Kohen.
Okay.
It's a bigger kasha.
So now it's a bigger kasha. Anybody have an answer?
But he gives an answer there, obviously.
Does he? Does he bring up the question? We got the to play with the Freyla Mani. We got my middle line. We got the question. Efshar came in the Suffolk Mona Lakula. Once he made Kavera Latino. Markle Nachri. Kazaka came in the Imla Machri. No, he doesn't bring. Wow. I don't know. They have all these fancy Shev Shmaitzes now. I have somewhere with the commentary of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and they have all these other ones. We have the ones with the notes. The white set. Yeah, but yours is white set. So we have the same set. So check there, please. I don't know. I'm going to find mine. See if he gives this question and has the answer there, because it seems to be. You have to make some split between the cases, but I'm not sure what they're going to be. Okay, let's go back to the local share. Oh, okay. Here's a broader chakira within Kotchei Akum. What have we done so far? We've talked about what the makor is for Kotchei Avikochavim. We looked how two makoros relate to each other via four answers, a couple in Tosfos, they have in Ozil, so on and so forth. After we saw how the Rambam, what the Rambam's view of it was. After that, we talked about this component, seems a part of it's coming as a neder. How does a neder work by a non-Jew? There's no such component of a neder. We talked about this idea that it's a real amira sola gavoa kamisira sola hejet, which knocks out one of the 44 sugas I have left, and we covered amira sola gavoa kamisira sola hejet. Fine. Next, I want to talk about the more basic question. Kotshe akum, kotshe ovde kochavim. Are they considered like the bailim over their korban, just like a Jew is a bailim over their korban? Or they're not really considered the baal over their korban?
Couldn't you actually say this is what, you know, kind of the split between the way that the milim is looking at it and the way, you know, maybe the Mishnah Malach is looking at it? Can you say
Let
that
me hear
way?
Why. Say.
If the whole concept is baal yachal, it's not necessarily working through kinyan. So then you're not going to say that the guy, you know, necessarily...
You don't need him being the bailim. But if you're going to say that it's not motzei sechet ishmor, but mamash, it's pure kinyanik zela, then it needs to be his.
The nafka mina would be when the kohen is makir the guy's korban, if he doesn't do it l'shem bailim. If does he have to do it l'shem bailim?
Oh,
if the guy's not
really
a bailim.
Beizam et aleph. The first couple shir, we saw that a machsheves shinoi bailim is also the korban. It's Eina Maratza Labal Korban. If by Koche Akum, is there such a thing as Makshavas Shinoi Bailim? That'll be the Nafkin. Excellent, Mr. Banks. Then I think excellent to plug it into the Machlokas Mishnah Melchanat. So I have here from the Bear Yitzchak. You would think I mailed you these Mar Makomos beforehand. All right, so the Bear Yitzchak says as follows. This is Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. Reitz, so they named the Y.U. Smicha, the Reitz, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. So he has a great piece over there. This is Simon Aleph in his entire Shals and Chuvas, three volumes. Relates to us. He has right there. You see where the arrow is on page 9. See, he brings the question of Rav Shlomo Eger. By the way, you could see this point of Rav Shlomo Eger and the Rabbi Kiva Eger to Ksuvis and the Yuds, I think the beginning of Yud Yudal. So he says like this. That which we find by Korbanos Ovde Kochavim, which the Gemara in Kedushin Chaf Gimel Amid Beis says as follows, and this is what he quotes. He says, "Are the Kohanim considered Keshluchei Didan, O Shluchei Derachmana?" We lock another topic off. Also, are the Kohanim considered our, you know, Shlichim, or are they the Shliach of Hashem? Who are they the Shliach for? So that's a famous machlokas. So now a non-Jew. Ein lo Torah shlichus. Non-Jew has no parsha of shlichus. How could the Kohen be makrif for him? How could shluchei didan be an option if a goy could bring a korban? That's the poet. That's the question of Rav Shlomo Eger, right? That's the question of Rav Shlomo Eger. And further question
what?
That
a goy can't make a shliach.
Goy can't do on the parsha of shlichus. Yesh shlichus lenachri lechumra. We say yesh shlichus lenachri lechumra. By Shabbos with the elevators right. In the apartments. Not getting into it. All right. So, Mr. 18th floor. So he says as follows. Says the Gemara in Kedushin. A further question he asked the Gemara in Kedushin Malfim Beis. You need a Kohen to be a shlichus of the Bailim in the Shechita. So an Ovid Kochavim who has no shlichus. How could someone shech
well,
for
is
him?
Is it a shlichus both that he can make a shliach and he can be a shliach, or it could be that he just cannot be a shliach?
Both. Clear both.
Well, he brings it by Mashiach's chometz where it becomes a big
That's issue. Where it becomes an issue, selling chometz. This is why it's such a great tshuva. So the Bear Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Chan Inspector, answers as follows. He says, Kotshe Ovde Kochavim. The Ovde Kochavim are not considered the Bailam over the Korban. They're not. They're not considered the Bailam over the Korban. And because the korbanos ovde kochavim ena mechaper maleim are not mechaper for them, it's not a kapara korban. That's not what it is. So he says, since they're not mechaper, there's no schus in the korban. There's then no function for them. There's no toelis, no function in the korban. So therefore, by kotche ovde kochavim, you don't need to appoint a kohen for the shliach. It's only by kotche yisrael where you need it to serve as a kapara for them. That you have the concept of needing a shliach, but if it's not going to serve as a kapara for them anyways, they want to feel included in what the Jewish people are doing, offering, giving a gift to God. This shayach so maybe mitzvah points of giving something to God, donating to God's temple or whatever it is, but it doesn't work as far as kapara. That's a whole other topic. I talked about a Yom Kippur afternoon during the break this past year about is the mitzvah of tshuva by Ben Noach. It's a major sugya, controversial and a major sugya. So, but the idea of kapara by a korban is not shayach by a, what's it called? Is not shayach by the non-Jew over here, and therefore he doesn't need the shliach to begin with. It's not a big deal. He doesn't. There's no need for the shliach. And therefore we don't have the question of shlichus doesn't even get off the ground. The proof for this is, did I give you Samach Aleph and Beis Vachem?
Menachos, you mean. Page 10.
What? Menachos, yeah.
10.
Why are the numbers hard to find?
Yeah.
It's in order. Why should that be a problem?
Because you're looking at the variance.
Right. Oh, back in the front. Zepshah? Okay. Okay, look on the right side there by the sheet of Mikubetzis. Look at sheet of Mikubetzis, Divar Maschil Tanu Rabbanan. You see there, Tanu Rabbanan, Bnei Yisrael Menifin? It's Beis. It's Simon Beis in the sheet of Mikubetzis. Okay, so he says like this. In the middle there, he's talking about the reason why a korban ovdei kochavim, there's no tenufa. How you do the tenufa, the waving of the korban, so on and so forth. Shalmei ovdei kochavim olas, the pshita, the aim behen tenufa. There's no tenufa, it's right by the end of the section, by Yisimin Beis. There's no tenufa by them. Why? Because they don't eat the, in ochel tabat, they don't eat the meat. And therefore what? And therefore, since they don't eat the meat, they don't have a din bailim over the korban. Therefore, there's no zchus achila. Therefore, memela, there's no din of tenufa. It's the same yisod. That's the yisod of Yitzchak Chachan and Spector laid down. Is really that point in the Shita Mikubetzis. Is that point in the Shita Mikubetzis. Okay? So, the question he also asks the Rizachon Inspector, I'll just leave this question out for you, is on Tmura Beis Amid Aleph, it says that you need to memayit Ovdei Kochavim. They bring a pasuk that tells you to exclude Ovdei Kochavim from the parsha of Smicha and Tmura. Yeah. If they're not considered the bailim on their animal, what do you need a pasuk to exclude them from those two things? Okay. His answer? Fancy answer. Kevan Shiachol Hishal Adashchita. Harehu nechshav kabaylim uveyoter shovakom einat zarech hataras chacham al rashi lachzer bo af beloyet chacham. Up until then, they are the bailim. It's after that point they're no longer the bailim. It's totally out of their hands, and from then on, okay, hair splitting difference over there. Another answer I saw from the Sefer Torah Hakodesh, one of these vachim svarim I bought, so I didn't put it in here. So the Torah Hakodesh is like this: that even though the ovdei kochavim are not the bailim on their korban, that's only as far as being bailim in their kapara. But they are bailim in the bringing of it. They're bailim in the hava, but not bailim in the kapara. And therefore, by shlichas for doing the akrava itself, since there's no kapara, they don't need the shlichas. However, they do have bailus of hava's korban, and therefore you need psukim to tell you that they don't do the smicha, they don't do the tmura. Okay, that's another fancy answer. Okay. I thought in the Meiri, there's a proof that maybe they are Bailim. Why? What's the proof in the Meiri? I didn't put in the packet. Meiri Ervin Samech Tesem Abeis. Meiri says, Mekablin Korbanos Minagoyim Umakrivin Osam Lishmam. It's mashma, it's got to be Lishma. For it's like your mamish functioning as a shliach. No? Am I reading it wrong?
No, Lishmam could mean that you do it out of Korban, not out of Joe Smith who brought the thing. Yeah.
Lishmam for them.
The kabbanis, lishmam the kabban,
grammar.
I mean, lishmam is for the person.
I don't know.
We need Bella. Yeah, that's Bella. This one. Okay. the Grizz, the Briskerov. Briskerov says even kotche akum have bailus. There's no shayach to have a korban without bailum. You can't have a, it's not hefker the base of Mikdash. You can't have a korban without bailum. So. What's the proof for that? That you can't have a korban without bailim in the base of Megdash? So Reb Chaim Brisker has a famous point that he made. His point that he says is that you find the Gemara in Tmura, Lamed Beis and Beis, where it says, Hiktish Ola LeBedek HaBayis V'Shachta Pasol. If you're Makdish and Ola to the Bedek HaBayis, then you Shecht it, it's Pasol. Why? Why is it possible?
Because it's going to be kolo tachti, and the bad kabbayas don't get nothing out of it.
So why is it possible? Says Reb Chaim Brisker, because there's no owner anymore. Oh. Once you dedicated it to the Bedeka bias, to the whatever upkeep, whenever they're going to use it for, and you go ahead and shefted it, you just shefted an animal that has no bailum. That's a proof that you can't have animals that have no bailum in the Beis HaMikdash. If they ever ask in a game show, what's a source that teaches you can't have animals without bailum in the Beis HaMikdash, there's where you're going to quote. The Reb Chaim's Makor from Temura Lamed Beis, Ahmed Beis.
See, okay. Watson get that.
Yes, see Watson get that. Very good.
Watson doesn't know
very good.
I have to repeat. I didn't see it. You saw it?
What you do is you